And the party does not speak, this party speaks French, so could you ask for Miami Van Bo?
My Van Bo, Mr. My Van
Bo. Mr. My Van Bo.
I'll get the number and I'll call.
Hello.
326 was a...
Operator?
Yes.
If you will, first of all, ask if anyone there speaks English. If not, we have someone that speaks French but has to speak slowly.
Okay. Hello, Paris.
Who's calling New York, please?
Hello, Paris.
Who's calling this person?
Mr. Martin.
With Mr. Perot.
Mr. Moreau?
Mr. Martin with Ross Perot.
Mr. What name? Will you say your name, please?
My name is M-A-R-T-I-N.
Martin.
In Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas.
Calling for Mr. Ross Perot. P-E-R-O-T.
P-E-R-O-T.
P as in Paul, E Edward, R Robert, O Oscar, T Tom, Perot.
For Mr. Ross Perot.
Right.
Okay.
And operator?
Yes.
Did she know to ask for someone that speaks English if possible?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, unit number 326-6435.
Yes.
But they don't know Mr. Perot, Mr. Ross Perot.
We're not calling for Mr. Perot. We're calling for Mr. My Van Bo.
Oh, you're calling for Mr. My Van Bo.
Yes, I am Mr. Martin representing Mr. Ross Perot.
Oh, 1 minute. Hello, listen, this person is not in and they said you have to call back tomorrow morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Operator, would you ask if his secretary is there? Tell them if you would please, excuse me.
Okay, 1 minute.
Wait a minute, please. Let me finish.
That's the Rome operator you're talking to.
Rome?
Yes.
Why are we on Rome? I'm calling Paris.
You have to call Rome in order to get through to Paris.
Listen, New York, this is the office is closed.
I know.
The office is closed.
Operator, let me speak to them a minute. We realize the office is closed, but we're calling at the request of Mr. Juan Tweez, secretary. Do you understand, Paris?
Paris.
Hello, Paris.
She went off the line for a moment.
Les bureaux sont fermés. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a exactement?
Hein?
Les bureaux sont fermés?
Oui.
Il n'y a absolument personne pour prendre la communication.
Pardon? Allô?
Hello?
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 Hello? Operator, can I speak to the French operator, please?
Paris. Just a moment.
Listen, you have some troubles because I have a person on the line and she speaks a bad French and she does not speak English, so I can put nobody on the line.
Ah oui, je parle français.
Vous parlez français?
Oui, un peu.
Mais il parle mal. Je ne sais pas qui c'est un monsieur qui...
Madame, il faut que vous parlez très lentement parce que je ne parle pas bien le français.
Bon. Écoutez, il y a une personne à l'appareil, mais qui dit que les bureaux sont fermés et que personne n'est là.
Est-ce qu'il y a un numéro où nous pouvons téléphoner Monsieur Maivambo?
Non, il dit qu'il faut rappeler seulement demain, mademoiselle, après 9h.
Après 9h?
Oui.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, il faut que...
Madame?
Oui.
Après 9h ce soir?
Non, après 9h demain matin, mademoiselle.
Demain matin. Mmh. Madame?
Oui.
Nous appelons à la request de monsieur, de le secrétaire de monsieur Swantui. C'est très important.
Oui, mais mademoiselle, vous avez la délégation du Vietnam à l'appareil. Et je pense que c'est un opérateur qui répond et les bureaux sont fermés.
Ah, je sais, mais c'est très important.
Mais c'est peut-être très important, mais s'il n'y a personne au bureau, comment voulez-vous que je vous trouve quelqu'un?
Est-ce possible de parler à monsieur Maivambo ce soir?
Je vous dis que non, et la personne m'a dit qu'il n'avait pas son numéro de téléphone. Il fallait appeler demain matin après 9h.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Hello. Écoutez, monsieur, vous voulez rester en ligne parce qu'on appelle toujours pour monsieur Maivambo.
Ah, maintenant, le bureau est fermé, madame.
Le bureau est fermé, peut-être, monsieur, mais on insiste, alors je vous demanderai de bien vouloir rester un petit instant en ligne. Hein?
Hello, ma'am, did you get your party?
Well, not yet. No, I'm trying to find out where he is.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment, please. mademoiselle?
Oui.
Est-ce le secrétaire de monsieur Maivambo là?
Écoutez, mademoiselle, vous parlez français. Je vais vous donner le numéro parce que le monsieur ne fait que raccrocher en disant que le bureau est fermé. Vous savez, il est 8h30 en France. Il est tard. Alors, n'hésitez pas, monsieur, on vous parle d'Amérique. Alors, parlez, mademoiselle.
Ah, est-ce qu'il y a un numéro à sa résidence?
Allô?
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 Mademoiselle?
Oui, mais je ne sais pas, mademoiselle. Il faut qu'on me renseigne à Paris avant que je puisse vous donner le renseignement.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Allô? Allô? Allô?
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Mademoiselle?
Oui, mademoiselle.
Est-ce possible de vous donner notre numéro et si possible de monsieur Maivambo nous téléphone demain?
Oui, il faudrait que laisser un message alors. Quel est votre numéro?
Un moment s'il vous plaît.
Allô?
D'abord c'est 214. Mademoiselle? Operator?
Yes.
Would you give her a number, please?
Go ahead.
Area code 214.
Give her your telephone number?
Please.
Hello, Paris.
Mademoiselle?
Paris.
Mais oui, mais monsieur, vous êtes là pour répondre au téléphone, pour prendre...
Hello, Paris.
Même si le bureau est fermé.
Et si vous avez quelque chose à acheter.
Hello, Paris. Paris.
Mademoiselle?
Oui, mademoiselle, écoutez, la personne parle français. Vous lui donnez le message.
Hello, Paris.
Il me donne un message?
Non, vous allez lui donner le message.
Non, seulement un numéro.
Paris.
Operator, are you the French operator?
No, I'm the overseas operator.
Could you get me the French operator, please?
Hello?
Hello, Paris.
Bon, écoutez, mademoiselle.
Oui?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, New York.
Hello, Paris.
Don't ring me, please. I'm working for you, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Listen, my party in France does not want to take the message, so you have to call back tomorrow morning after 9 o'clock.
Yes,
okay?
Operator?
Okay, yes.
Wait. New York?
Yes.
Could I leave my number and have them call me, please?
Hello, Paris.
Yes, but listen, New York, the switchboard operator in Paris does not want to take the message.
Okay.
I don't want to leave a message, I just want to leave my number.
You don't want to take it. So you have to call back tomorrow. Thank you, Paris.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
You cancel now and call back in later.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Carl?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
How's it going?
Seating. We haven't had a whole lot of luck yet, but we're waiting for about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for something to unfold for us.
What's happened thus far? Just the usual routine approaches, telephone, telegram, and so forth?
Right. She arrived about 10, and by 1 we'd sent two telegrams, each to Choisy-le-Roi and La Ferrière, one in English and one in French, saying the same thing, basically introducing herself and why she's there and who she's with and where she can be contacted and what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the last paragraph, I wrote in that at 15:30, she would call and find out what time that they wanted to see her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put the pressure on them. So at that time we called, and called La Ferrière, and they said there was nobody there that could make the decision, but they had... Oh, also, I hand-carried copies of both telegrams out to La Ferrière myself.
Mm-hmm.
Had one of the boys in the hotel here deliver it, you know, walk in with it.
Right.
So I knew they got it. And when we called, the girl there, the secretary, said that nobody was there that could make a decision to call back tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we called Choisy-le-Roi, and they gave us a runaround. But the guy finally said that he would help us get an appointment at La Ferrière if we call La Ferrière about 9:30 or 10 tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't aroused the press. They're already pretty much aroused. They've been sneaking around and calling and everything, but we're putting them off until we either get turned off completely, at which time we'll hold a press conference and try to apply some pressure, or if we have an appointment, then we'll alert them to what time that we'll be there and then just have them meet us there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds like the solid approach to make.
Yeah.
Another thing, have you by chance had reason to talk to Stockholm, and do you know if the meeting took place?
As a matter of fact, I talked to him about 2 hours ago, and I've got four basic points that they had to put across. One, I talked with Mr. Thayen, I guess, for about 2 hours yesterday, or this afternoon, excuse
mm-hmm.
me. And he was discouraging, but was to be expected. He said that it's... kind of a bad time to make such a trip with the bombing, et cetera, et cetera. But he didn't turn them off or anything. He was in no position to really. And he knew about the previous contact with Juan Juan from the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have any comment on that. So they're going to Moscow tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
They got visas?
Well, they don't have them yet, but they were told that they would be ready at the travel agency, I guess, in tourist.
They were told by Russians or by Vietnamese?
By Russians, I'm sure, because that's through whom they were applied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they have got the full score. I think they do, because they're thorough enough to ask a lot of questions, but I get the impression that they went through interest all the way, and of course got the usual receipts or the ticket for all the hotels and things. And
right.
We're sure that the visas would be ready by 11 o'clock at the time of the flight. So
that's the 11 o'clock Wednesday morning their time.
Right, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning their time, which is about 13 hours from now.
All right. Now, when they get to Moscow, are they going to proceed to the North Vietnamese embassy there?
Right after they stop by the American embassy, just to check in and tell them who they are and where they'll be,
mm-hmm.
just for safety's sake, I think.
Right.
I told them to make sure and do that, because on their visas, they put tourists, of course.
Right.
And so they want to check in just in case they get picked up for loitering or sneaking around the North Vietnamese embassy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Any other developments from them that we should know about?
Well, those are the 2 points. They're going to Moscow and they talk to Fan now. They, through some very discreet contacts that one of the men had, they talked to Palmy, although initially when I was there last week, Palmy didn't want to see him and everybody recommended that he not be bothered because he couldn't get involved. But they got to see him anyway. This afternoon for about 15 or 20 minutes, and he was very noncommittal, but he gave his blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he confided in the gentleman that at least one of them, or one of Palmy's men, confided in one of our men that several Swedish people are going to Hanoi in about 2 weeks for several reasons. Mostly political type, but their man assured our man that the problem of the prisoners of war would be brought up, and I don't think they had plans to do that before our men talked to them today.
Mm-hmm.
So they apparently intend to apply some pressure on the North Vietnamese. I don't know whether we'll do any good or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basic gist of what's coming out of Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say there's probably a 4 out of 5 chance that those guys will go to Moscow tomorrow.
Right.
And
right.
Of course, the 1 out of 5 is that the visas just won't arrive on time or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And from Moscow, if they're unable to proceed to Hanoi, what is their plan?
I don't really know.
Whom are they going to correlate with, and how will we know?
Well, they don't know where they'll be staying, so I think that about the only way that we can get a hold of them would be through the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
If they get turned away, they'll obviously come back to a Western Europe country or someplace where they can call us.
Right.
And they've got all the numbers there, so they should be able to get a hold of somebody.
All right. How's the O'Grady family doing? Are they...
doing fine. They're really great. They really are. They were pretty tired. They slept a while. Actually, they all slept, and I wrote the telegrams and sent them off and ran around this afternoon. But they're doing pretty good, really. It's a great group.
That's good. How's her attitude?
She obviously, if you've met her or talked to her, you know she's very strong-willed. And,
yes.
It's the point where she says that she's not going to leave Paris until she finds out some word. And, of course, I was all for it, but I cautioned her that, you know, a point just might be reached where sitting around Paris isn't going to do any good any longer, and I just cautioned her that, to the realistic point of view, that that may happen, but she's proceeding with that plan of attack anyway, she's going to tell them that she's not going to leave until she gets an answer one way or the other.
Now, has she told the press anything yet?
No, not too much. Several people have called. Several people have called me, by the way. I don't know. I've had about four calls.
How were they calling you?
I don't really know. I don't know whether the people in the hotel have, you know, when somebody calls for her and she's not there or she's asleep, they tell them to ask for me or something. I don't know. But in any case, they're asking for me by name in the first call. And we both talked to three or four apiece, and we just told them what we've done so far, and that we expect to have a press conference tomorrow sometime, whatever the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get in touch with them. But we haven't gotten into the nitty-gritty. Now, one thing I think I should mention is that in the telegram that we sent to the North Vietnamese, not the original one I wrote, but this is a great change slightly to include the fact that she is suffering from an incurable disease. Her kids haven't seen the telegram. I've got all the copies of it in my room. And
did you clear that with her?
Pardon me?
Did you clear that with her?
It was her idea.
I see.
I didn't even mention it in my original telegram.
Mm-hmm.
She threw that in. And we discussed it, and I told her that it was completely up to her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't recommend it unless she just wanted to go balls to the wall, you know, all out. And she did, so that's what she put in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the press doesn't know about it, and if we get to a situation where we get down to reading the telegram in a press conference, I advise her to delete that and don't let anybody see the copy of it.
Right.
So far, the only people that know about it are me and the NVNs, if they've read the telegrams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's willing to risk, if it looks like it's really going to be necessary to get information, she's willing to risk compromising the information to her kids in front of the North Vietnamese.
Right.
But she thought this thing out, and she's willing to do it, I think. And, again, she's very strong-willed. I have to, as Jay warned me, I have to calm her down every once in a while, but
mm-hmm.
I really think she's doing great.
That's good. That's good. Well, I know you're doing a good job. Sam's like all the bases are covered and everything's rocking along as planned.
Yeah, we should know something by tomorrow, I say by noon.
Right.
We've got a real fine interpreter girl that I told you about last night.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
That's good. Now, you have not been to Swazi physically yet. You're going out there this morning?
Haven't been there yet.
You'll go tomorrow morning?
Well, as you predicted, they refer everything to Le Ferrier.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said that Juan Juan was not in Paris, which I guess is up for debate. But they said that Le Ferrier handles all this sort of thing. And I don't know whether we'll ever get to Swazi or not. I understand it's pretty well guarded by French police.
No, it's no sweat. It's no sweat. You just drive up, walk straight to the gate. You ignore the police.
Yeah.
They don't even try to stop you.
Yeah, well, I was worried about that. I just understood that the gates were always locked and all that sort of thing.
Well, there is a doorbell, a fence bell ringer that you just buzz and they open the door and you tell them, you state your business.
Uh-huh.
And when you state your business, let her state do the stating, you know, through her interpreter. And react from that. But I would make sure that that's carefully set forth.
Yeah. Well, the plan is, if it's for us to call the Ferrier tomorrow morning and see if we can get in to see them. If we can, we'll proceed on that, advise the press to meet us there at a certain time, about the time that we expect to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens there. Now, if we get completely turned off, we'll have a press conference, and we may consider going to Swazi at that time, but
right.
There's no concrete plan now to go to Swazi unless you can tell me why we should.
Well, if you keep getting negatives,
yeah,
that's the only reason you need. If you get negatives at Le Verrier Street, I would make plans immediately to go to Swazi and tell them that they referred them to Le Verrier, but Le Verrier will not see them.
Would you do this after a press conference and just kind of take all the press?
No, I would have the press conference. I would go tell them that she is going to Swazi and go there, and whatever takes place there, the press will be there covering it, hearing her efforts and so forth to get in, and then have her just turn to the press and say whatever is on her mind about how she has tried to go through using their formula to see them and state her case, and they refuse to see her. And that is the dramatic moment to lay on them what her problem is, if she is still inclined in that direction.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Did you see any reporting of her flight from Las Vegas to New York?
I haven't seen anything on it yet myself.
Yeah, she said that she was interviewed in New York by Huntley Brinkley and ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And several wire services.
Right.
For the New York Times. And she said she really laid it on them pretty thick, so she thought that there would be something on TV tonight or in the papers today sometime.
Very good. Excellent. That sounds good. Do you need any help? Can we help you with anything?
No, I'm doing fine. The only real concern at this point is that, everybody seems to know not who I am or what I am, but knows to come to see me. And I'm afraid of spreading my name around too much. And I certainly haven't given it to anybody, but people are coming to me. I'm not worried personally about it. I'm just afraid of having my name known very
much. Yeah, well, just refer them to her if it begins to tighten around you too much.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm just concerned as to how this information is getting out.
Is your transportation working all right?
Yeah, I had this microbus all day today, and it was really a waste of money, I think. It was okay for getting to the airport and all the luggage and things, but from now on we're just going to take two or three taxis. I think it's much better.
Yeah.
It's going to save us a lot of money, because the thing today cost a total of about $60.
Yeah.
And all we got out of it was a ride to the airport and back.
Yeah, I would do that, except when I finally get ready to make the trip to Swazi.
Yeah.
I'd use the microbus. And the same, I would do the same thing when the family goes to Le Verrier. In other words, where the family goes to make their appearance, where there will be news types, I'd use that bus so to make sure you all arrive at the same time and everything.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, Carl, we'll be in touch. If you need anything before we get back to you, well, give us a buzz.
Okay, how are things going there?
Pretty good. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Good.
Everything's
good.
Going pretty well.
Good. Okay. I hope I have something to report tomorrow night. If so, I'll call you. If not, I'll wait for you to call me.
Very good.
How does it look for Mr. Front to come over here?
Probably on Sunday or Monday.
I see. Okay.
Probably on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, one thing you just might keep in mind, and I don't know what your plans are. You probably haven't discussed it that seriously yet, but the fact that I'm here now and people apparently know me, at least
mm-hmm.
people who want to know
That's
me.
Right. We'll probably put somebody else with her.
Yeah, it might be a consideration. I'll let you know how that proceeds.
Very good.
Okay. Well, keep the home fires burning.
We'll do that. You want us to call your wife or anything?
Yeah, tell her I said hi. I'm writing her a letter right now.
Okay. We'll do that.
Thanks a lot for calling, and
tell Mrs. O'Grady hello, and to keep the faith.
Yeah, she's got it. She's got it.
Very good.
We pump each other up about once an hour.
That's good.
No sweat between us at all.
Very good. We'll be talking with you, Carl.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry to bother you this time.
That's quite all right.
Murphy, everything is in order. I just talked to them over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, okay, fine, we will expect you here tomorrow to give you the visa. And then we will communicate to the ministry that you will be expected there at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
8 o'clock Saturday morning.
That means we have one day to get there, which is just about right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking with the Romanian representative.
Yes.
In Madrid or Bucharest?
In Madrid.
In Madrid.
Yep.
All right. What is flying time to Madrid?
Flying time will be about 6 hours, Murphy. That means we would have to leave tonight at 7
mm-hmm.
on TWA, arrive in Madrid at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We get our visa and then find our schedule to Bucharest, which is a rather complicated one.
Mm-hmm.
And then get there, try and get there by Friday afternoon.
All right. They're going to see you on Friday?
They're going to see us they're going to see us on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Saturday morning, 8
yeah,
o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning.
All right. How do we go to Bucharest from Madrid? By what route?
Well, we can take, that's the point. We have to find out whether we can go either through Paris, Frankfurt, or Vienna, one of the three, or Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a possibility of Rome. Either way, that these are all the open, you know, the open routes.
Mm-hmm.
So that we would have to check when we get to Madrid at the airport itself. I can arrange that. There's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they asked me where it was going to be Mr. Holman, and I said, yes, yes, yes. So I didn't want, you know, we can always change that.
Mm-hmm.
If in case, you know, you want to change it.
Right. Very good. Now, are you going to be at home or at the office today?
Well, I'm going to be in the office this morning as of 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Right.
Anytime after that. You have my number there, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you'll be there until probably noon or so, and then you'll be at home.
Right. I'll be until 1 o'clock in the office, and then I'm coming home and do whatever packing and thing, and then wait for you if you haven't called me.
Very good. Five, I'll be back to you, and either myself or Jay will...
Hello?
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 Qui est-ce, s'il vous plaît?
Le secrétaire de M. Maisonbourg.
Ah bon. D'abord, il faut que vous parlez très lentement parce que je ne parle pas bien le français. Bon? S'il vous plaît?
La secrétaire de M. Maisonbourg.
Bon, je suis le secrétaire de M. Rose Perrault à Dallas, Texas, aux États-Unis. Bon?
Voulez-vous m'épeler le nom? Lettre par lettre, s'il vous plaît. Rose.
R. O. S. S. P. E. R. O. T.
Rose Perrette.
Perrault.
R. E. T.
R.
E. T. La dernière. Les avant-dernières lettres, c'est E. T.
O.
Je vais répéter. R. O, S, S, K, E, R, E, T.
Oui. Ça, oui, ça va.
C'est bon.
Oui, bon. Le secrétaire de Monsieur Swan Thuy nous a demandé de vous téléphoner pour arranger une conférence avec Monsieur Mai Van Bo, avec Monsieur Murphy Martin et Monsieur Rose Perrault si bientôt si possible.
Monsieur Murphy, monsieur après.
Murphy Martin.
Voulez-vous m'épeler?
Oui. M E R P H I M A R T I N. Murphy Martin.
Murphy Martin.
Martin, oui, oui.
Oui.
Comprenez-vous?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci, Martin.
Oui.
Une personne.
Oui, ça c'est un. Et l'autre, oui. C'est Rose Perrault.
Oui.
Il veut arranger une conférence avec Monsieur Mai Van Bo. Aussi.
Et le sujet, la question?
Pardon?
L'objet?
Ah, l'objet.
Le motif de la conférence.
Bon, d'abord, il faut que cette conférence soit en secrète, pas de la publicité. Ça, c'est très important. Comprenez-vous?
Mais oui, pas de publicité.
Pas de publicité.
Sujet?
Ah.
Allô?
Ils veulent discuter un sujet qui est très, très important aux Vietnamiens du Nord.
Oui. Oui.
Oui.
Oui.
Bon, les peuples de la résidence de la délégation de la paix à Paris nous ont dit que vous êtes la représentative officielle de Vietnam du Nord à Paris pour les affaires gouvernementales.
C'est ça.
Ça, ça?
C'est ça.
Bon?
C'est ça.
Bon.
C'est ça. Et l'objet de la conférence, vous ne pouvez pas me le dire?
Non, 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 ça va. C'est seulement pour discuter un sujet qui est très, très important pour les Vietnamiens du Nord. Comprenez-vous?
Oui, oui, oui.
Bon?
Je ne peux pas comprendre ce que vous voulez exactement, mais enfin...
Non, 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 non. Ça, c'est un secret.
Bon, d'accord.
Bon? Bon,
oui,
il... Pardon?
Votre numéro, vous pouvez rappeler demain. Vous pouvez rappeler demain. Vous pouvez rappeler... Allô?
Oui?
Allô? Est-ce que vous pouvez appeler de nouveau demain à 4h30?
Pour Monsieur Mavambo?
Sera là.
Ah, ils seront heureux de vous rencontrer chez vous à Paris ou quelque part. Pardon?
Demain? Allô? Allô, demain, 5h. Allô?
Oui?
Allô, demain à 5h, vous pouvez rappeler.
Est-ce Monsieur Mavambo être là demain à 5h?
Oui.
Oui,
oui.
Oui, ça va?
Ça va.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Mademoiselle?
Oui.
Est-ce possible que M. Perrault fasse une conférence avec M. Mavambo demain à 5h à Paris?
Ah non, parce qu'il sera occupé. Il sera occupé. Il pourra écouter simplement au téléphone 2 minutes, mais occupé.
Ah, mais oui. Pas une conférence?
Non.
Ah, un moment s'il vous plaît. Mademoiselle, seulement par le téléphone?
Par le téléphone, oui.
Pas au personnel?
Oui. Ah non, personne. Téléphone, comment?
Pardon?
Allô?
Oui?
Au téléphone, demain.
Demain, à 5h.
Oui?
Mais ce n'est pas possible pour arranger une conférence?
Non, pas possible pour demain. Il faut que je voie d'abord... faut que je voie d'abord M. Mavambo.
Ah, pour le lendemain?
Il faut que je pose la question d'abord. Je vous donnerai la réponse quand j'aurai vu M. Mavambo.
Ah, un moment, s'il vous plaît. Mademoiselle?
Oui?
Est-ce la conférence possible pour vendredi avec M. Mavambo?
Non, pas cette semaine. Mais, allô?
Oui?
Mais je ne peux vous donner, allô?
Oui?
Je ne peux vous donner la réponse que lorsque j'aurai vu, après avoir vu M. Mavambo. Après, je pourrai donner une réponse.
Ah, bon, un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Oui?
Quand avez-vous des plans de parler à M. Mavambo?
Ce soir, tard, ou demain après-midi, à 4h30.
Bon, et si nous téléphonons demain à 5h, Vous nous dites la réponse?
Oui, oui, je l'aurais vu.
Bon, un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Mademoiselle?
Oui?
Pensez-vous que si nous viennent à Paris, pensez-vous que nous attendons très lentement? Pardon, nous attendons longtemps pour la conférence?
Non, ce n'est pas certain. Mais est-ce qu'on connaît ces personnes? Est-ce que les personnes qui m'avaient donné le nom?
C'est un sujet très important.
Oui, mais ce sont des journalistes?
Non.
Ah bon.
Non.
Allô? Les personnes sont-elles déjà venues ici, à Paris? Déjà, non?
Pardon?
Sont déjà venues? C'est une question que je pose. Est-ce que ces personnes ont déjà vu M. Beau?
On déjà vu?
Allô?
Oui?
Vous m'entendez? Oh, la communication est mauvaise.
Oui, je sais.
Allô? Oui. Est-ce que ces personnes, M. Rospiret et M. Martin, ont déjà vu M. Beau? Déjà.
Ah, déjà vu. Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Non, ils nous ont vus, mais ils téléphonent.
Oui.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
C'est un sénateur?
Nous avons un prix de téléphone de M. Chuan Thuy. Il nous a demandé de téléphoner M. Maivambo. Comprenez-vous?
Oui, j'ai compris, mais je ne connais pas ces personnes. Et je ne sais pas qui sont.
Vous ne comprenez quoi?
Ce sont des personnes politiques.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Oui.
Ces gentilshommes sont des présidents des corporations à Dallas.
Président coopération à Dallas?
Yeah, oui, l'un c'est United, Uni, New Rest. Comprenez-vous?
Allô, non.
Non. Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Madame, ces gentilshommes, oui? Il y a des peuples qui nous a contact, et oui? Il dit qu'il représente les Vietnamiens du Nord. Comprenez-vous?
Il représente?
Oui, pas ces gentilshommes ici à Dallas, mais des autres peuples.
Ah bon?
Bon, comprenez-vous?
Les autres peuples?
Oui. Comprenez-vous?
Donc, il a fallu écrire et expliquer par lettre. C'est pas possible d'écrire.
Non, il n'y a pas de temps. Il n'y a pas de temps, c'est très important.
Président coopération Dallas, c'est ça?
Oui,
c'est le titre président coopération Dallas.
Oui,
c'est ça.
Oui, c'est ça. C'est Uni, nous reste debout.
Alors attendez, épelez-moi lettre par lettre parce que je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Oh non, il n'y a pas de temps. C'est très très important.
Non mais épelez-moi ce que vous venez de me dire. Uni, United.
Ah, Uni. Nous restons.
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous me dites. Expliquez-moi.
Madame, ce n'est pas une organisation gouvernementale.
organisation?
Non, non, ce n'est pas une organisation. Pardon?
Allô? Oui, mais je ne comprends pas le nom. Oui, j'ai compris que ce n'était pas. Mais je ne comprends pas ce qu'ils font.
Ça, ce n'est pas si important que l'idée que ce n'est pas une organisation gouvernementale. Ce n'est pas. Comprenez-vous?
Oui, je...
C'est privé.
Oui.
Comprenez-vous?
Oui, j'ai compris.
Est-ce possible pour faire une conférence?
Alors, il faudrait avoir une réponse quand j'aurai vu, M. Maïvambo. Après. Pas maintenant.
Et si
je
nous...
ne peux pas savoir.
Si nous téléphonons demain à 5 heures,
oui.
Vous nous donnerons la réponse?
D'accord.
Bon.
Entendu.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Oui?
Enfin, encore, c'est très, très important que ce sera en secret. C'est très important pour vous et aussi pour nous.
D'accord.
Pas de publicité.
D'accord.
Bon, merci bien, ça c'est tout.
Voilà. Au revoir, madame.
Oui, au revoir, merci bien.
Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Murph. How you doing?
Pretty good. How's it going in Paris?
Okay, we have an appointment tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Tomorrow morning at 10?
Tomorrow morning at 10 with Rue Le Ferrier, and that's 16 hours from now.
Right. And who is the appointment with?
No names.
No names.
But we called this morning about 10. The Choisy-le-Roi and Le Ferrier with, you know, they kind of put us off. And Mrs. O'Grady told them that if, that she was meeting the press at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and she wanted to tell them that the press had been following her very closely and was interested in the North Vietnamese reception, etc., and that she had to tell them something. So about 5 minutes later, we got a call saying to come on over at 10 tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we've notified something like 29 or 30 different people, the ones that mostly that you gave me, and they'll all be there at 10.
And tomorrow morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Try to take her children and so forth, and when she comes out, she'll have a statement to make.
Mm-hmm. You have no indication of who the meeting will be with?
No, we don't. Not at all. But for information, the negotiation meeting is also tomorrow morning at 10. And we've been told that whoever she talks to may or may not be very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the negotiations at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Have you had any press at all yet?
Oh, yes. the AP guy was here this morning and took some pictures of the whole family, and people have been calling and still seem to be asking for me as much as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've had about 4 or 5 calls today, but we've called everybody and brought them up to date, told them about the meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What, do you have any indication on what type turnout you will have?
I think we'll have pretty good, at least two of the people that we talked to. One was, the Washington Post or somebody like that said that they only had one team or one correspondent or one crew, and they would be at the negotiations, but AP and UPI, NBC, ABC, and CBS all all said that they'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
The important ones.
Right.
So I think the turnout will be good.
That sounds interesting. Have you heard anything else from Stockholm?
Yes, that's the reason I called.
All right.
I got a telegram about 2 hours ago from the boys, and I don't have it in my hand, but it's very short, and I can tell you what it said.
Mm-hmm.
It said, very promising, just a minute. It said, very promising development, need $3,000 cable to American Embassy in Moscow. And as soon as I got that, I called Stockholm at the hotel to make sure that they had checked out and were gone. This was about an hour and a half ago. And yes, they had checked out this morning, so I assume by now that they are in Moscow. The telegram was sent from the airport at Stockholm, Arlanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to double check and make sure they'd gotten on their way. So I think
right. They
must be in Moscow. But they need $3,000 for some reason.
All right. To their attention or what?
Well, I don't know how it can be cabled to really in Moscow, but they asked that it be sent to the American Embassy in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend putting one of the people's names on it, of course. And they promised me that once they got there, they would keep the American Embassy advised as to where they were at all times.
Mm-hmm. We've got, you have no reason to doubt what they're asking for.
No, I don't. When I left, I gave them $3,200.
You gave them $3,200, and they say the promising development, they need $3,000
more. Yes, I know for a fact that the hotel in Stockholm probably cost them, as long as they were there with four people, probably cost them well over $500 or $600.
Yeah.
And I also know that they had to pay $500 or $600 in advance to InTourist to get into Moscow.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you still there?
I'm still there. Sound like somebody tagged in on the line then.
Yeah. I know for a fact that they had $500 or $600 in advance to get into Moscow. So I'm sure they're down to less than $2,000. And my recommendation would be yes, send it to them if you see fit.
Okay. Now, any problems where you are?
Not so far.
Now, what time do you have there now?
It is 6:30, right in the dot.
6:30 p.m. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. you have a news conference. Not a news conference, but they're to meet over there for the meeting.
No, at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Right. That's 13 and one half hours from now.
Okay.
No. Let's say 15 and one half hours from now.
Right. Okay, the reason I ask that, I tried on another matter to reach Mai Van Bo this morning. They said they would not be in touch with him until this evening, and it's possible he would not be back there until tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. if I would call him at 5 p.m. I was trying to arrange something else, not connected with you at all.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they told me.
Yeah, he's the man that I thought we would probably talk to if it was anybody of any seniority at all.
Right. You have not talked any further with Swazi Leroy?
No. The last time we talked to them was a very gentle threat from Mrs. O'Grady saying that the press wanted to meet her at 1 o'clock and wanted an answer from her. And as she hung up from them, and within 5 minutes she got a call from the Verrier saying to come on over.
Right. Okay, sounds good. There is an outside chance that somebody else, maybe myself or somebody else, might show up there. We will contact you on another matter, and I will contact you before leaving here if we do.
good. I look forward to seeing her friendly face.
Okay. Keep up the good work, Carl. Particularly if you hear anything back on the four men.
Yes.
Get back to us.
Okay, fine. Can I assume that you will send them some money?
Yes, we will. If we do not, we will contact you immediately.
Okay, very good. And then I'll try to cable them if there's some problem. But my recommendation, not knowing any more than I do, would be yes, to send it to them.
Right.
And
very good. I guess to send it in care of the chief man.
Yes, send it to...
I know who you're talking about.
Right.
The original contact?
Pardon me?
The original contact with them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Will do.
And they asked them to the American Embassy.
Right.
That may have to be worked out somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
We'll check on that. Okay. Carl, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
We'll be talking with you. What is the telephone number of the Grand...
Pardon me?
What is your hotel telephone number?
Oh, just a minute, please. Okay, it's OPE. 0540.
And what room are you in?
I'm in 518.
Okay.
So Grady is in 524.
Okay. Very good. We'll be in touch.
Okay, good. Keep up the good work at home.
Thank you very much. You do likewise. I spoke with your wife. She's fine. Says to tell you that she misses you. And everything's lovely.
I'm glad she enjoyed talking to you, too.
Very good. She had gotten Carter a letter, and I told her you were writing another at the time I talked with you.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Carl. We'll be in touch.
Good. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.